Welcome everyone, I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 14th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlowshippubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, the second parable of Enoch continues with new revelations and information that enable the reader or listener to know the more complete details of how it will be necessary to solve the final riddle in the third parable in order to find passage into heaven. There is more to the story of the Son of Man, who becomes known to all the world as Jesus Christ, than humanity has been allowed to know from the fraudulent tales of pagans and heretics. He was a completely human being because God would not sin the same as his sons. Jesus Christ was a man like Enoch, who received the gift of everlasting life because he rejected pagan idolatry in a time when paganism was overtaking the planet. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. Furthermore, in this place, when it was a future time, Enoch saw a fountain of righteousness, which never ran dry. It never failed, being encircled by many springs of wisdom, having its habitation with the righteous, the elect, and the holy. In that hour, which seemed a blissful time from Enoch's observations, the Son of Man became invoked to go before the Lord of Spirits, his name being spoken in the presence of the Ancient of Days. Before the sun and the signs were created, before the stars of heaven were formed, his name was invoked in the presence of the Lord of Spirits. He shall be a support for the righteous and the holy to lean upon without falling. He shall be the rock of their foundation, and he shall be the light for all of the nations. He shall be the hope of those whose hearts are troubled. All who dwell on earth shall fall down and worship the Lord, shall bless and glorify God, and sing praises to the name of Almighty God, the Lord of Spirits, in his name. Therefore the elect and the concealed one existed in the Lord's presence before the world was created and forever. In God's presence the Son of Man has always existed. He has revealed himself as eternal to the saints and to the righteous with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. For he has preserved the lot of the righteous because they have turned away from and rejected the world of iniquity, of idol worshipping, of sexual immorality, and have detested all of its works and ways, declaring their belief in God's eternal truth. In the name of Zabion. For in the name of the Lord of Spirits, the saints and elect shall be preserved, and God's eternal truth shall be life to them forever. In those days shall the kings of the earth and the mighty among men who have gained the world by their achievements become humble in countenance to know the Lord's greatness. For in the day of their anxiety and trouble, the souls of sinners shall not have salvation, and they shall be in subjugation and enslavement to those whom God has chosen to be over them. God will cast them like hay into the fire as fuel, and like lead into water they will fall into the abyss. Thus shall they burn in the presence of the righteous, and sink to the depths in the presence of the holy, nor shall a tenth part of them ever be found, and nothing remains to remind, reprimand, or reprove. In the days of great trouble and strife, the world shall not obtain tranquility. In God's presence shall the sinners fall and not be raised up again, nor shall there be anyone to take them out of his hands to lift them up. There will be no rescue, respite, nor any further redemption, for they have denied the Lord of Spirits and his Messiah. The name of the Holy Spirit shall be blessed forever and ever. Wisdom is poured forth like water, and never will glory fail to flow to the Lord. For potent is he in all the secrets of righteousness. Iniquity passes away like the shadows in full light, and possesses not a fixed station. The elect one stands before the Lord of spirits. His glory lasts forever and ever, and his power exists from generation to generation. With him dwells the evolution of spiritual and intellectual wisdom, and the spirits of those who awaken in his righteousness. He shall judge secret things, because this was a secret thing. Nor shall any be able to utter a single word before him, for the elect one is in the presence of the Holy Spirit, in accordance with how he has blessed Almighty God. In a time much later, after some many centuries that passed, in those days the saints and the chosen shall undergo a change. The light of day shall rest upon them. God's eternal truth will be made known to them, and the splendor and glory of the saints will be changed in the light of this truth. In this same time, which is also a day of trouble for all mankind, evil shall be heaped upon sinners, drawing them further away from the truth that draws nearer to them every day. But the righteous shall triumph in the name of the Holy Spirit. Others shall be made to see through the darkness of paganism. They must repent of the lies of those ancient idolatries, and they must forsake the works of their hands, which became supportive to the lies of the heretics. The glory of God does not wait for them in the presence of the Holy Spirit whom they deny, but by his name they may still be saved, if there is still time. The Lord of spirits will have compassion on them, for great is his mercy, and righteousness is in his judgment. Not in the presence of his glory, nor in his judgment, shall iniquity be permitted to stand.
He who does not repent shall surely perish, because the Lord God Almighty will not have mercy on those who falsely claim repentance and deny God's eternal truth that Jesus Christ was the Son of a Man.
Saith the Holy Spirit. In those days, the days of some future time unknown to Enoch, the earth shall deliver up from her womb, and hell will deliver up from hers that which they both have received. And destruction shall repay the great debt which they owe. God shall select the righteous and holy from among mankind, for the day of their salvation has arrived. And in those days, the days of judgment, the elect one will sit upon his throne, while every secret of wisdom and intellect shall proceed from his mouth. He will reprove and re-educate those who listen, for the Lord of spirits has gifted and glorified him with this knowledge of God's eternal truth. In those days, the mountains shall skip like rams, the hills shall leap like young sheep full of milk, and all the righteous shall become like angels in heaven. Their countenance shall be bright with joy, for in those days shall the elect one be exalted. The earth shall rejoice, the righteous shall inhabit heaven, and only the elect will receive spiritual gifts with eternal love. After seeing all of these things occurring in some other time, when Enoch had seen every secret vision of future events, he was snatched up in a whirlwind and carried off into the west, where his eyes saw the secrets of heaven and all that existed on earth: a mountain of iron, a mountain of copper, a mountain of silver, a mountain of gold, a mountain of gallium, and a mountain of lead. Enoch inquired of the angels who were with him, asking,
"What are these things which as secrets I behold?"
Then Phanuel said,
"All these things which thou beholdest shall be the dominion of the Messiah, that he may command and be powerful on earth."
The angel of peace came to Enoch and said,
Wait for a short time, and thou wilt fully understand, and every secret thing will be further revealed to thee, all of this which the Lord of Spirits has decreed.
Enoch waited as instructed, and the meaning of this vision became revealed to him. In time, as reward for his patience, all of these mountains of precious metals will become like a water descending from high upon these mountains, and they shall become debilitated before his feet. In those days men shall not be saved by gold and silver, nor shall they have it in their power to save themselves and escape. Nor shall be neither iron for war, nor a coat of mail for the breast. Copper shall be useless. Gallium and lead will no longer be coveted. All of these things shall be rejected and perish from the earth, when the elect one shall appear in the presence of the Lord of Spirits. The glory of the Lord has no earthly comparison, and the worth of God's glory is far greater than anything that has ever been known to man. Well, this concludes episode 14 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch, the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 7 through 12 of part 2, canto 2, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyet Losha Publishing YouTube channel. Enoch's visions of future events appear mixed in with the mysteries of this second parable as it comes closer to its finality. But what is this special thing that all men must possess before they can truly understand the message of the Chosen One? What is in store for you as you endeavor to know the truth? You can only answer these questions for yourself, because nobody can tell you what to believe, and nobody should tell you what to believe. You believe what the Holy Spirit tells you, because the voice of God is within your heart and soul when you have accepted God's eternal truth. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.